Carter, Tom Valentine, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Rather, Ted Koppel, the President of the United States, or indeed even your own mother, for deception and disinformation and misinformation and just blatant lies are so prevalent and rampant in the world today in order to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist government that you had better be very careful what you believe and who you believe. Our advice is that you listen to all sources of information and to everyone who would give you information, and through your own efforts, your own research, your own investigation, you must learn how to sift out the truth from the lies. Now, we know that most of the information that we put out to you on this program is the truth. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm the only one who will tell you this, I am human. I'm not a Rush Limbaugh who's always right. I'm not a Ted Koppel or a Dan Rather who has the multinational corporations behind them to back them up and claim that they are right. I am a human being just like you. And occasionally, I may make a mistake. If you ever hear anything broadcast on this program that you can prove is wrong, please contact us immediately. Please be able to cite or send us that proof, because if we are wrong, unlike others, we will correct it immediately. We have always done it in the past, and we will always do it in the future, folks. And like you, I am constantly researching, studying, investigating, and trying to sift out the lies and hold up for the world to see that which is left as truth. So please, folks, get off your butts and begin your own investigations, your own research, your own search for your truth.
I am Betty J. Mills. It is January 1991. The title of this tape is The Vision and Circles of Power. This tape is undoubtedly the most difficult tape I have ever made. And some of you may say it is also the most unbelievable. First, let me say, as I have said in my tape and booklets, when I discuss the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the Pope, and the all-Catholic SMOM, Sovereign Military Order of Malta, I am not condemning Catholics and their faith. Catholics' faith is their business. I only enter when it is political and a threat to the freedom of my grandchildren and all other children, and also when it is a threat to the restoring of the sovereignty of the United States of America and its constitutional republic. Also, when I discuss the world policymakers, or President George Bush and his administration and the war in the Gulf, I am in no way in opposition to our servicemen and servicewomen. I honor and respect them. But I am not behind the policy of President George Bush and his administration. I am not behind their policy, which is the policy of the world policymakers, whose dream was and is the New World Order. And the war in the Gulf is a vitally important part of this plan. Now, I have a question as part of a scenario. What would you believe or think? What would you say and what would you do? I ask these questions in reference to the following scenario. What if tomorrow your children came into the house screaming, "Mommy, Daddy, come look at the sky." You run outside and looking up at the sky, you see a vision. The vision could be the Virgin Mary. It could be Christ. It could be both. Or it could be some other. At this time, you also hear a voice telling you that you will be receiving a message and that you must carry out the orders you are given. Then other members of the family come out of the house and they inform you that they have seen the same vision on television. You listen to the radio and you hear the message about the vision and other messages that you are to follow. You try to call relatives and friends, but you find that the telephone lines are busy. Perhaps a recording will be giving some information. You learn from television and radio that the vision is being seen all over the world, and the messages are being heard in the language of their country or area. Now, we will go back to what may seem more of a reality. And it will lead us to a book written by Malachi Martin, who is considered by many as the voice for Pope John Paul II. As I discuss Malachi Martin's book, it will lead us back to the vision. From August the 2nd of 1990 until the present time, January 1991, it is less than a 6-month period of time, but it certainly is a most historical time. During this short period of time, President George Bush implemented a vital part of the U.S. State Department plan 7277. This is one of the final steps going into the New World Order. President George Bush accomplished this when he placed the U.S. military into an international military police force. We have nearly 500,000 servicemen and servicewomen over in the sand, and they are functioning under United Nations resolutions. President George Bush then announced the New World Order. Following this came a startling book by Malachi Martin titled Keys of This Blood. On the jacket of this book, it tells what it is supposedly about. It says it is the struggle for world dominion between Pope John Paul II, Mikhail Gorbachev, and the capitalist West. I challenge that statement and will detail it later in the tape. Simon and Schuster, the publishers of this book, call it explosive, and indeed it is. If the book had been written by just somebody, it would not have meant too much. But the author of this book is Malachi Martin, who is an eminent theologian and an expert on the Catholic Church. He is a former Jesuit and a former professor at the Vatican Pontifical Biblical Institute. He served in Rome from 1958 to 1964. And one thing to remember is that Malachi Martin made it very clear that Pope John Paul II has offered no objection to what he, Malachi Martin, has written. This fact certainly makes this book, Keys of This Blood, explosive, as it was called by its publishers. Following are remarks of mine and highlights of the book review by Simon and Schuster. If there is any doubt as to the New World Order, meaning a one-world government, I would say that Malachi Martin's book and the book review verify the statement that the New World Order and a one-world government are one and the same. The book review states that before the end of the 1990s, we will see the first one-world government that has ever existed in the Society of Nations. The Simon and Schuster book review shows that Martin's statements are startling and that he, Malachi Martin, for the first time, reveals the ongoing plans and policies of a reigning pope who is, of course, at this time, Pope John Paul II. Malachi Martin exposes coveted Vatican intelligence data concerning the competition between these three major powers, as stated, being the Soviet Union under Mikhail Gorbachev, the capitalist West, and Pope John Paul II with his worldwide Roman Catholic Church. It is with the intent to set up and maintain the New World Order that Pope John Paul II expects to be in place before the end of the 1990s. Malachi Martin says, the battle between the Pope, Mikhail Gorbachev, and the capitalist West will be a winner-take-all. He says that it will end in a global government being a new economic and political world order that is so vast that it will have to be presided over by a super bureaucracy superior to all individual nations. We must surely understand from those statements that this would mean the absolute end of any attempt of restoring the sovereignty of the United States of America and its constitutional republic with its freedom and independence, a freedom never enjoyed before by any country. Malachi Martin says that outside of his rivals, few people see Pope John Paul II as he sees himself. He said that the Pope sees himself as a contender with the power and the determination to establish and maintain the New World Order. Malachi Martin says that Mikhail Gorbachev and the capitalist West do not have what it takes to make them the winners. Malachi Martin says the world at large must reckon with Pope John Paul II as the servant of heaven's grand design. Now I shall make a statement. I would say that that sounds very New Age. And throughout the book, Malachi Martin makes it a point to tell us that Pope John Paul II is a slave to the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Also, after Pope John Paul II was shot, he said he had a personal communication from heaven. After this communication from heaven, Pope John Paul II concluded that the Fatima message linked with his one world government plans. I would agree with that statement, and that is what I feared and wrote about 5 years ago. Malachi Martin says that the other two contenders feel that their present moves are in the last stages on the road to a new world order that is already in view. But he said Pope John Paul II is waiting for an event that will separate human history, and that the event is the vision, and I feel that he is absolutely correct in his thinking, although I do not believe that the vision is from whence Malachi Martin says. At the time the people view the vision in the sky, it is very possible that they will receive the third message of Fatima. For those of you who are not familiar with this third message of Fatima, I will give just a small sketch of the story. There is not room on this tape to tell the story in detail. I would suggest that any of you who are not familiar with the story of Fatima, that you get the booklet and read the story. The third message of Fatima could well be one of the most important messages ever heard by the people on this earth, because it can be used by the world policymakers to their advantage in implementing the New World Order. It was nearly 5 years ago that I became very concerned about the third message of Fatima being used by the world policymakers. I wrote a bit on it. Yes, with the Pope being totally committed to the Virgin Mary, who is the Lady of Fatima, and with the Pope being the powerful religious partner of the world policymakers, the third message being what they wanted it to be, it could be absolutely overwhelming in their New World Order plan. I labeled the Pope as a partner of the other two groups that Malachi Martin calls adversaries of the Pope. The capitalist West and Mikhail Gorbachev of Russia and Soviet Union and the Pope may be one another's adversaries at times, or part of them may be adversaries of the other, but part of each of the groups are also very close to the Pope. In a sense, while they may be adverse to one another at times, they are also at times one and the same. Now I will go back to the story of Fatima. Fatima is a village in the center of the country of Portugal. It was near Fatima that three children saw an angel, and later said they saw the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. She gave them messages. Two of the messages became public. The Virgin Mary was said to have appeared at one time during this period that she was appearing before the children, and was said to have been viewed by thousands of people, and that at that time the sun was to have zigzagged in the sky. The one child, Lucia, grew to adulthood and became a nun. Lucia wrote a third message that was eventually given to the Pope. It was to be revealed in 1960. It has not yet been revealed. I feel as I did before, that this message will be used by the world policymakers in helping to implement their new world order, and that it will be what they want it to be. Remember, this could be a powerful tool in bringing about this new world order plan. Malachi Martin tells us that a vision will appear, and at that time, the Pope's authority must be accepted, and that he will control the will and minds of men. If the vision and the third message of Fatima are used together, it would be a most powerful means for the Pope's implementation of the New World Order along with the world policymakers. Malachi Martin says that the Pope will be on one of his trips when the vision appears. We wonder if it might be when he's at Fatima, or while he's visiting Gorbachev, and that perhaps the consecration of Russia to Mary's Immaculate Heart might all come together at this time. I would advise that everyone take the third message of Fatima and the vision very seriously. I truly believe that the world policymakers will decide what the message will be, that they'll also contrive the vision by using the advanced science, technology, and holography that has been brought about. As I have said, this is in no way adverse to the dedicated people who have worked diligently on the space program and in our science and technology. Also keep in mind the irony of the fact that the Pope was supposedly in opposition to communism. The capitalist West was also supposedly in opposition to communism. Yet one of the key knights of Malta, being William Casey, of the capitalist West, helped build communist Russia into a mighty military complex. That is just one example of the three circles of power being partly one and the same. Also, is, of course, a great power of the capitalist West. If the United States capitalist West is an adversary of the Pope, why then did the U.S. develop an ambassadorship with the Vatican? And why did they fill it every time with a member of the Knights of Malta who is totally committed to the Pope? Consider the Knight of Malta members who are tied to the New Right leadership, who in turn have numerous organizations whose membership is made up of people who should be opposing the New World Order. To every true American, I want to say we are having a web woven about us that we can never escape if we do not demand a return to our sovereignty and constitutional republic. Consider what a power structure Malachi Martin is bringing about just by he himself in the circle of power of Pope John Paul II. He is constantly speaking to audiences, which they say is mostly Catholic. His speeches on the Pope taking control, and when he considers the vision and what it can do, and all the other frightening aspects of his book, is being applauded by these audiences. This is frightening when people applaud the loss of U.S. sovereignty while we send 500,000 Americans to possibly die for the return of the sovereignty of Kuwait? Now we will go to the scenario in the back of the book by Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin tells of the organizations that the Pope will approve when he takes control with his new world order. One of the three is Opus Dei, a large, powerful group of Catholics. Another of the three is a group that has been established and exists on a worldwide basis and has remained in total secret. Also in the back of the book, when Malachi Martin discusses the Pope's plan, the Knights of Malta are noted as playing an important and impressive part. And at this point, Malachi Martin calls it the papal plan. Again, I say, remember, take this vision seriously, because this Pope would never allow his reputation to be placed in a position like this, except that he knows this vision is to take place. Again, remember, with our science, technology, space program, and advanced holography, it is possible to put a vision in the sky with everyone able to see it. I would hope you would not believe it is of God. I myself definitely feel it will be of man. For those who might say, but in the end time, a vision may well appear. Please note, Malachi Martin does not associate this with the end time. This is to be a time of peace prior to the end time. Also, two other vital points to remember. Please note, also, for the New World Order to be set in cement, it is necessary to totally eliminate the sovereignty of the United States of America with its constitutional republic, and that we not regain the vast part that we have already lost. And as previously stated, the U.S. State Department 7277 plan must be completed with its international military police force. Also, for the New World Order to be complete, it is necessary to make sure that any part of the world with its own strong religion, strong culture, or strong economic stability to be convinced of the overwhelming, invincible power of the international military police force. Through the war in the Gulf, I am sure the Middle East and other countries have been convinced. That leaves the second part of 7277 to be implemented, it being the transfer of all arms of all nations and all individuals into the International Military Police Force. Yes, 7277 is the plan for general and complete disarmament, but meaning, of course, disarming, but then transferring all arms to the international force. Pope John Paul II sanctioned the Five Continent Initiative. Much of its leadership was New Age. A key issue of this initiative was general and complete disarmament. Those are the very words of the 7277 plan. You may ask, am I implying that this is an all-Catholic planned takeover? No, I am not, as we show in our Knight of Malta booklet. It is more than that. The world policymakers who intend to rule this world are made up of the billionaire cartel of banking, business, industry, oil, agriculture, minerals, gems, and all else. The world policymakers are made up of Catholics, Protestants, Jews, humanists, atheists, and others. But the world policymakers were wise enough to know they needed a religious head with great charisma. You see, there is no political power that is all-powerful without the connection of religion. These world policymakers have strived for years to build their new world order, one world government, and they used the United Nations after its inception as a powerful international tool. The U.S. State Department Plan 7277 was their dream for an international military police force. And the second part of the 7277 plan is extremely vital part. We question, when will President Bush or another implementer drop the other shoe and implement the second part? That is the total disarmament of every nation and every individual by the means of transfer of all arms to an international military police force. Congressman John Ashbrook of Ohio warned of 7277 in no uncertain terms. He warned us of the deadly internationalists with their New World Order plans. He warned us of Global Perspectives in Education Incorporated. It was amazing the things that this man saw that we had to know were going to take us into the New World Order. But we had to face his untimely death. His death was viewed with suspicion by many. But his voice was the kind that most members of the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate could not tolerate. And, indeed, the world policymakers could not tolerate him. Who are the world policymakers? They are, as I stated, three circles of power that Malachi Martin talks about in his book, but it is far more than that. We know they include the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, and we know that we have the powerful groups, the Bilderbergers, the Bohemian Club, Club of Rome, the Order Skull and Bones of Yale University. We know that they have the tie-in with the CFR, the CED, the Trilateral Commission, and the powerful Knights of Malta come into play as a very important part in all of it. Within the Knights of Malta, we have Louis Lehrman, who was formerly Jewish, who joined, Bowie Kuhn, William Buckley, Alexander Haig, J. Peter Grace, on and on, thousands of these people. And again, as I say, they are tied right in with the CFR, Trilateral Commission, all the other organizations. This network is massive, and it all interconnects. The world policymakers needed the right man for an implementer. What better man than President George Bush, a member of the Order Skull and Bones? They needed a powerful religious head with great charisma to make the New World Order an all-powerful order. Pope John Paul II is the powerful religious head that can make their political power all-powerful. In March of 1988, I wrote a paper, The Conservative Interlock, as I see it. After years of research and finding no one able to prove otherwise, we have reached the following conclusion. Those listed below make up a powerful conservative right leadership. Pope John Paul II, the Vatican, the Knights of Malta, President Ronald Reagan, and the New Right leadership. The New Right leadership includes Paul Weyrich, Phyllis Schlafly, Richard Viguerie, Louis Lehrman, Jerry Falwell, John Fisher, and numerous others. This entire conservative right leadership, from Pope John Paul II down to the new right leadership, must be fully exposed and fully understood, or, as I see it, what is remaining of our republic, our sovereignty, and our freedom in the United States of America will be lost forever, as well as any hope for the rest of the world. The conservative right leadership undoubtedly will also use Fatima to seal their plans. The key element that must be exposed about the conservative right leadership is the fact that the conservative right leadership functions as internationalist and socialist. There are many organizations which were always considered those that we should be opposing, and we found the new right leadership functioning right along with them. Frightening, indeed it is. Who would have ever believed it? Liberals and conservatives promoting the same one world government actions for the new world order. Conservatives and New Agers working together. Conservatives and Reverend Moon joining together. The world policy makers must be stunned at how well their plans have worked. The top leadership of the internationalist socialists are part of the world policy makers. Yes, they are the billionaire cartel of business, banking, so on, plus religion. And they do heavily influence nearly every government in the world. Keep in mind, the Revolutionary War has never really ended. We fought to be free of tyranny under a king, and we insisted on living in freedom with a government of we the people. One group of people came to the United States of America to enjoy political and religious freedom and insisted that others should enjoy the same. But note, there was another group who came to America. They came to impose their political and religious beliefs on everyone. They were already world policy makers, made up of the internationalist socialists and other European political and religious leaders. The Revolutionary War was thought to be ended, but the group who wanted to impose their political and religious beliefs on us all had a foreign allegiance. And they were still here. They were well embedded in the United States of America. Now, generations later, their offspring continue in high places, working with European leaders, and are still determined to impose their political and religious beliefs on us all. They are determined to abolish sovereign America and develop their own one world government, new world order, with a one world religion. Remember, religion makes it easier to control and far more powerful. Then, following this, we were faced with a further proof that the new right leadership were functioning in a manner to silence all outcry to the new world order, and that they were indeed functioning as internationalist and socialist. It was only a few months ago that a full-page ad or advertisement, whatever you wish to call it, was in our local paper. This paper has a vast readership. It took a whole page, and it was in large, bold letters, advertising a meeting concerning the New World Order to be held here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 15 years ago, in 1976, this bold statement on the New World Order would have had hundreds of people on their feet, waiting to go to the meeting and being infuriated at the idea of the pursuit of the New World Order. But it is now 15 years later, and there was barely a sound. One organization had their spokesman come to Fort Wayne and voice their objections. A very few from here who cared attended. My tape silencing the outcry has certainly been proven to be true. How could it be that when we had opposed so vigorously so many of these things, including the New World Order, how was it possible that this could be met with near silence? The answer is tragic and simple. The answer is, it is because of the new right leadership. 15 years ago, individuals who were considered dedicated Americans began to join the organizations of the new right leadership. It is amazing how the new right leadership has been able to take people under the umbrella of their organizations and somehow convince them to absolutely oppose nothing except what they, the new right leadership, tells them.
Much food for thought in what you just heard, folks. And some of it I have confirmed in my book entitled Behold a Pale Horse, which you can order by sending $25, that's postpaid, if you are a CAGI member, or $30 if you're not a CAGI member, to William Cooper, Post Office Box 1420, Camp Verde, Arizona, 85901. That's P.O. Box 1420, Camp Verde, Arizona, 85901. Now, I want you to understand, folks, that it is not the new right. It is not the new left, for they are both the same. Remember, the secret societies and those in control who really run the world believe, and it certainly is true, that conflict creates change and controlled conflict creates the desired change. They create the problem. They control both sides. And we, the sheep, the cattle, the fools, fall right into the trap. Let's don't do it anymore. I want you all to know that we are in the end times of freedom on this earth for the common man, unless we wake up and do something now. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you.